The following broadcast is brought to you by the Synthetic Turf Council, committed to community wellness and environmental responsibility through the use of synthetic turf. Now, on with the show.
You are listening to Manufacturing Revival Radio, spotlighting innovation, the business savvy, and the entrepreneurial spirit of manufacturers from here at home and around the world. Celebrate the can-do spirit that is bringing manufacturing back. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, and welcome to this special edition broadcast of Manufacturing Revival Radio. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Todd Youngblood. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to this conversation. We're very fortunate to partner with the Synthetic Turf Council, showcasing some industry thought leaders as we count down to the big STC spring meeting in Las Vegas.
That is going to be a great meeting. And as I look at this interview that we've got coming up here, Todd, of all of the interviews that you and I have done together, I think this is going to be the first time where the word encephalopathy actually comes up.
Well, you know, it's very, very important conversation to have. I'm looking forward to getting into it. Let's get to it. Say hello to our guest. His name is Chris Nowinski. He's the author of the book Head Games and the co-founder and executive director of the Sports Legacy Institute. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks, Todd.
It's good to have you. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. Chris, Head Games, tell us about the book.
Well, Head Games was a book that originally came out in 2006 and was recently updated. It talked about how I got involved in the concussion problem because I was actually a football player at Harvard and a pro wrestler with WWE. I got a concussion in 2003 that ended my career, but in 2003 I didn't know and understood concussions. And so Head Games is kind of my experience trying to figure out what was wrong with my brain, uncovering the fact that we were handling concussions wrong in sports, and then the beginning of my activities trying to change how we treat the brain in sports.
Well, Chris, I got to tell you, based on that comment, you and I may have been on the same football field together. We need to we'll talk about that after the interview. Talk a little bit about why the Synthetic Turf Council is interested in having you as a presenter. There's obviously a connection.
Yes, there is. It's interesting. You know, when you think about concussions, there are tons of conversations around helmets and people, you know, companies popping up all the time trying to find ways to prevent concussions. And the conversation that's not happening is, what are you playing on? What's the surface? What's the turf? How safe is that for your brain? Because we know that athletes are going to hit their head on the turf. Probably about 10% of concussions are occurring because athletes are hitting the ground with their head. And so by getting to know folks in that industry, I've realized there's a lot of growth that can be made in making surfaces safer for the brain. And so I'm going to be talking about the science behind that and basically looking for people in the turf world to become a better, you know, bigger advocates for this issue of convincing people to use safer turf.
Well, go deeper on that, Chris. You stole my question there. I was going to talk about how does the industry reacting to the work that you're trying to do, the message you're trying to convey? I mean, I think about the AstroTurf in the 70s, and I would think that's not very conducive to caring for our athletes. But I have to imagine there's been some pretty amazing technological advancements in the industry that make this something that's really possible and to improve safety in the sport.
Right. Yeah, you're right. I mean, the old way of laying carpet over concrete caused a lot of problems for a lot of people. But now, you know, actually most of my education on this issue at the beginning is where we come from, Dan Sawyer at Brock. They have a product that I know is used by a lot of professional teams that goes underneath the turf and can help reduce, you know, what's known as G-max, the peak G's when your head suddenly or something stops suddenly. And so the idea is that turf, you know, wears out over time. Most schools or public fields don't necessarily check it and know that they should be replacing it or that there's tools and technologies out there they could put underneath it to make it safer. They look at it as just a cost when in reality there's a big benefit. And so we're kind of trying to change that mindset. And I think, you know, when I spoke at the Brock conference a few months ago, I mean, everyone was incredibly receptive. We all get it. But the question is, how do you actually create that change to get people to think about the athletes and their brains as they're designing the fields, even if it might be more expensive?
Chris, what kind of statistics are available that are showing the differences in injuries on synthetic turf versus natural?
You know, there's not a lot of great data. I mean, from what I understand, a good, well-kept grass field is your best thing you want to bang your head on if you have a choice. And then new turf that's well-designed can get you pretty close to a grass field. But then the question is just how long has it been there? It's interesting. I've seen graphs and charts that people put up at the conference showing the G-max at various points of the field. And you don't realize that, you know, where people play, it gets impacted. So if you look at a football field, between the hashes is really dangerous. But if you got tackled and hit your head on the sideline in the middle of the field where very few people are running and falling on it every day, you're actually much safer. And so it's amazing to think where you're tackled on the field will help determine where if you're concussed or not.
What's your biggest battle, Chris? Is it to help this industry understand the science? I'm hearing you say that proper maintenance can go a long, long way to keeping the field safe for athletes.
Yeah, proper design, proper maintenance. You know, I don't know if it's necessarily the turf industry that needs this message, because it might be a lot of times the people purchasing the fields, the schools and the leagues and the park districts, the cities, that recognize that they should be investing more into that turf, and that they shouldn't. It's not necessarily the cheapest option being the best, that safety does matter. So we're trying to really educate our whole culture.
What kind of things are being done to get that education to happen, Chris?
Well, I think Brock has had me now get it helped, and now the Synthetic Turf Council get me in front of more people to arm them with the data that they need. And so one of the reasons we're having this conversation is I'm trying to turn the people at this conference also into teachers and advocates on their own so that they can understand the statistics. They can show how many, you know, theoretically how many concussions might be saved or prevented. Although, you know, we have already formal studies on that. There are so many concussions in this country. Country, you know, 4 million of them, great chunk of them happening on turf fields, that we could save a lot of brain injuries by making better fields.
Chris, there's no doubt that, excuse the pun, this is top of mind in the marketplace. I mean, Barack Obama has said that if he had a boy, he would not let him play football. I just read this morning that the NFL has launched an extensive campaign to educate mothers, to leave them of their fear of this. As you've been out there spreading the gospel on this, what has been some of the feedback and what's been gratifying about some of the response you've gotten from the work you're doing?
I think the biggest problem we have is just how do you change an entire country's knowledge about concussions in just a few years? You know, we all grew up thinking that concussions were no big deal and that your brain bounced back as soon as you woke up after being knocked out. I mean, I was a firm believer in that until this big concussion I got 11 years ago now. And so it is just getting people in a room to really think about it. I get emails and tweets every day from people who've seen our documentary of Head Games that was done by Steve James, built off the book. And no matter who they are and how much they thought they knew, they learned something new. And they realize that they need to work harder to protect athletes. And so it really is, steering this big ship and getting people educated so that they recognize the value of all these changes that we're asking for. Because it's not just one thing. There's no magic bullet. So whether it's fields, whether it's education, whether it's rule changes, they all need to be done.
Well, along those lines, Chris, how big a factor is the turf in concussions? I mean, there's a lot of different ways to get a knock on the head, only one of which is banging it off the ground.
Right. Well, most concussions are going to occur when you do collide with somebody else in sports like football or soccer or lacrosse. But the studies say about 10% are primarily caused by the impact on your head and the ground. And then we also have to remember, if you're running and you get a concussion, when you fall and hit your head on the ground, it's a second brain impact. And if you're knocked out, it can be incredibly severe. And two in a row is very bad. And so if you took the idea that 10% could be are primarily caused by the turf, and maybe, you know, some percentage of those are preventable by having safer turf that creates a lower G-max, you're talking about cutting out tens or hundreds of thousands of concussions a year.
All right. Well, Chris, I'm so grateful for the work that you're doing. I think Youngblood with his leather helmet probably got knocked on the head one too many times. So it's
real funny.
No, but in all seriousness, Chris, this is really, really important work, and we're appreciative of what you're doing. Sadly, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about the work that you're doing?
To learn more, go to our website at sportslegacy.org, sportslegacy.org.
All right. Chris Nowinski, author of Head Games and the co-founder and ED of the Sports Legacy Institute. Chris, it was a real pleasure to chat. Thanks again for stopping by.
You as well, Todd. Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of today's guest, Chris Nowinski, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Along with the Synthetic Turf Council, this has been a special edition broadcast of Manufacturing Revival Radio. We'll see you next time.